Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I am exhausted, but I'm giving the fan who requested the Yamazomi Revenger. He requested it on MGTOW.TV. So, he's like, I want part 5. I don't like this one, but I was talking to some guys in the Jazz server, and they're like, hey, it's fiction, man. Just deal with it. It's just fiction. Don't go too crazy, because, yeah... But we're gonna do it. I'm gonna get some balls and we're gonna fucking do it, right? So let's go ahead and get this started. I'm tired. We gotta get this. I gotta get you guys something, right? Jeez, what's with you today? You were so happy last night, but look at you now. You keep sighing and moaning about. Man, it's just... I know I said I'd aid you. I'd help you. But I can't stop thinking about what happened yesterday. And by that, I mean I won't be able to ignore what happened when I see Ayaka. It's gonna be hard not to leer at her, especially her crotch area. I'm not exactly proud of it, but I can say with absolute certainty that I will stare at it. At least she's honest. If Ayaka catches me checking her out with first thing in the morning, she's gonna be pissed. I really don't want to deal with that. Not to mention that she'll probably be thinking about what happened yesterday. Don't worry about it. Whether she's thinking about it or not, it's nothing to do with how you behave. You're not wrong, but but won't it be an issue if I act differently? Could be. I don't think she'd notice if you had a boner, but she shouldn't be worried about it. Weird, rather. Right, yeah. I need to act like normal. If I'm not careful, she might figure out my true identity. I have to be careful of that. Oh, and one other thing. Only Arnesta showed up yesterday. What if the other girls came as well? Wouldn't that be problematic? Probably. I managed to escape the last two times, but it'd be bad if they caught us switching our consciousness. The heroines would be suspicious if they saw me walking around aimlessly every night. This is gonna be a real pain in the ass. Relax, I took some of Arnesta's magic back yesterday. I created a dummy substitute now. Oh really? You recovered some magic while defiling Arnesta? Wait, excuse me, what do you mean, dummy? Like a decoy. Remember how I used one before to evade Silence's attack? I can make those as long as I have enough magic power. I can send dummies over to the heroines we aren't fighting to buy us some time. Huh? That's a really good idea. Like, you actually put a lot of thought into it, didn't you? What? Did you think I was bluffing about being amazing? I would have been dead a long time ago if that were true. Yeah, maybe. But he did lose so badly before they had to assimilate me, so... Kazunori, you think I'm an idiot, don't you? What? No, of course not. Well, better get this cleaned up. I carry the tableware to the sink and wash the dishes, thinking about my conversation with Clive. I'm a complete amateur in fighting, so I'll leave that part up to Clive. Just remember, while I can make dummies, I need magic power to fight. Don't get careless and make me use more than necessary. I won't get in your way, okay? I'll be careful. Ayaka's here already? Well, I'll just have to push through my morning schedule. I head out, trying as hard as I can not to think about yesterday's incident. Good morning, Kazakun. Morning, Ayaka. Strange. Ayaka doesn't seem any different. She's the same as always. If anything, it's more like I'm the one who's being strange. This chick is acting like I never raped her. Makes sense. If she didn't have such a strong will, she'd never been able to link with Arnesta. Yeah, I guess so. She couldn't handle it. She'd stay home from school. She must be upset. She's probably trying her best to not make me worry. If only I didn't know better. You want me to gather information and take care of the girls, right? Yeah, it'll make things a lot harder if they get all sad and hole up in their rooms. You really are one sick fuck. If I'm wrong for doing what I'm doing, then I'd rather not be right. Well, it's not like I hate what he's doing, per se. I get why he's like that. Whether you're in the wrong or not, it feels bad when someone tries to stomp all over you. What's up, Kazakun? Huh? Where was I again? You've been standing in front of the door, grinning like a fool. Actually, could it be... Hey, it's not what you think. I just got a little absorbed in my thoughts. The thing is, I didn't have time to play games yesterday. Oh, okay. Seems like you're telling the truth. Do you mean to imply that you can tell when I'm lying? Yes, is what I wish I could say, but sadly that's not the case. seeing her smile is a relief. I'm not exactly lying, but I'm not telling her the whole truth either. I can tell you're hiding something from me, though. What? That's what you said yesterday, remember? That you have your own secrets you keep hidden from me? I do recall saying something along those lines, yeah. Alright, shall we go now? Yeah, let's go. I can tell Ayaka's really forcing herself to act natural. Her voice is a little off. Only those really close to her would notice, like her family or, well, me. It's a rather subtle change after all. Ayaka and I felt quiet as soon as we started walking. The silent stroll to school feels like it's taking forever. What do we normally talk about on our walks? No matter how hard I think about it, nothing comes to mind. I can only recall discussing mundane things. Watching her from the corner of my eye, I fail to notice anything strange other than a subtle change in her behavior. My eyes subconsciously wander over her tits as I remember the things Clive did to her yesterday. Is there something wrong, Kazuko? You've been staring hard at me. No, not at all. It's nothing really. Her tits, the ones Clive fondled, they're right next to me. Forget the girls, I'm the one who needs some care. Is that so? I'm not sure I believe you. I was just thinking, seriously, Ayaka's so cute. Huh? Her face heats up to the max. Looking thoroughly flustered, she looks away. Jeez, what are you saying? That came out of nowhere. It's not what you think it is. I just don't like to lie to you. Okay. What the hell am I saying? It's not like we're a couple of newlyweds. Ayaka? Yeah, what's up? She shed a tear just now. She's no longer crying, but her shoulders still tremble a little. I was so embarrassed telling her she was cute that I didn't realize I was hurting her. I should be more delicate with her. No, it's nothing. Actually, I started working out my abs to get a six-pack yesterday, and I think I went a little overboard. Six-pack? She tilts her head to the side in a particular way, like she can't keep up with what I'm on about. Yeah, I just thought I should give bodybuilding a shot. Ab workouts are really popular these days, you know? Right. So there I was, working out super hard, okay? And it turns out I skipped some important steps. My muscles are killing me. It's so bad I can hardly think sometimes. Oh, so that's what it is. God, you can't skip steps when you're working out. You'll hurt yourself. That's true. I've learned my lesson. So, do you mind if we walk a little slower now? Huh? Oh, yeah, no problem. People say that girls have difficulties walking the day after their first time. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd like to be as considerate as I can to Ayaka. You noticed. Didn't you, Kazuko-kun? Hmm? Did you say something? No, it's nothing. I was just thinking, wow, Kazuko-kun's so cool. You trying to get me back for what I said earlier? Sorry, but I'm immune to blushing. Jeez, you're so not cute. Come on, blush. Oh, senpai. Good morning. Suddenly, Ayase appears around the corner and gives us a slight bow. Ayaka reaches her hand out to her as if she were jumping at the chance to break the awkward mood. Good morning, Nao-chan. Have you heard that Kazuko-kun doesn't get embarrassed when you tell him he's cool? Oh? Come on, now. She clearly doesn't get it. Kazuko-kun, can you tell Nao-chan that she looks cute today? Where did that even come from? Ah, fine. I say you look as cute as ever today. I feel as though steam is coming out of her head. Her face red up to her ears, Ayase hides behind Ayaka. Asahina-senpai, that's not cool. Sorry, I didn't expect those words to hold such destructive power. Don't use me to tease others in your place. You just wanted to get back at me, but spoiler alert, it didn't work. Say, isn't Nao-chan's face red like a tomato? And yours isn't. That's totally unfair. Like hell it is. Nao-chan, avenge me! So I'm the bad guy now? I can't do that. You're giving up too quickly. Don't you want to see Kazakun all flustered? ISA's not like that. Maybe I do want that. Etu, ISA? Do you have any idea how to embarrass a useful boy like him? Like any lines from a manga or something? I do. Here it goes. ISA looks straight at me. After she locks gazes with me, I find myself unable to look away. Oni-chan, do whatever you want to me. What? How am I supposed to remain calm after something like that? No, this is great. She's blushing and her eyes are teary too. I want to grab her hand and take her home with me. You do? Huh? Oh, thanks, Ayaka. You snapped me out of it. I was this close to eloping with ISA. Elope? We can't. That's too much. Yeah, you can't. Sorry, Nao-chan. I made you say something weird. You don't have to say that ever again, okay? Ayaka grabs ISA's shoulders and shakes her. She bobs her head up and down several times, but I can't tell if that's because of Ayaka shaking or not. Yeah, well, try not to say that again, okay? Smutty talk is a lethal weapon in the hands of the devil. I won't. I'm a little sad that she won't, but I do need to avoid acting like a pervert in front of Ayaka, so it's for the best. Anyway, shall we go? We're gonna be late for school otherwise. Yeah, we should. Although things took a weird turn for a moment, everything went back to normal in the end. With deep gratitude to ISA for joining us, I head for school with my two friends. We need to take things seriously from now on. Right, those girls might master their zone powers while we're idling around. Worst case scenario, they might even figure out we're working together. Hey, don't scare me like that. Oh, excuse me, I should use a different voice. It's a possibility we have to take into account. Oh, and don't forget to start gathering information. Look for those girls' weaknesses. I'd really like to just tell you to take it easy, but you have 10 days. 10 days? I can't tell if that's too short or too long. Our end goal is to defeat all of them. We need to get our shit together now, else we'll be in real trouble. I still need to recover my magic power more, too. So I have to gather information, help you recover your magic power, and fight? I'll try to do the first two the best I can, but the fighting part's yours. I have high expectations of you, partner. I feel a pang in my heart when he calls me that. It's not necessarily a bad thing, though. I know you can do this. If you couldn't, I'd have just taken over your body in the first place. You really are wicked. I'll try not to disappoint you. I can tell he means business from his tone. I have to brace myself. Whoops, that's the bell. Stay quiet for a bit or we'll get caught. After warning him not to talk to me in class, I look up at the blackboard. Classroom door opens and Chihiro-sensei steps inside. Oh, I forgot about Chihiro-sensei. She tries to step onto the teacher's platform but stumbles and falls. She somehow manages to grab onto the platform and narrowly avoids hurting herself. Ah, that was a close call. She adjusts her glasses, looking a bit nervous as she stands before us. She'd be a total babe if she weren't so clumsy. Is there something funny, Kiyoma-kun? Don't worry, Sensei, I'm not laughing at you. Anyway, I'll take attendance now. Let's see, Adachi-kun. Here. Chihiro-sensei puffs out her chest proudly after managing to take attendance without a single stutter. Weird how a grown woman is so proud about something so small. But her tits do bounce when she puffs her chest out, so I can't complain. Alright, folks. I see a really good hip-to-bust ratio on Chihiro Sensei here. As in, there's a really wide hip-to-bust ratio. So what she's lacking in the front, she makes up for in the back. Am I right, fellas? There are no important announcements for today. Everyone, give your best to your studies. Let's go, class. Fight, fight, fight. She raises a clenched fist and gives us a broad smile. Yeah, she's pretty cute after all.
You like that woman too, huh?
Feel free to have a fling with her, but don't forget your mission.
Hell no, she's my teacher.
So? I realize only now how pointless it is to try to explain this kind of stuff to Clive. It's about time for classes to start, so please try not to cause a ruckus. I consider my course of action for today as I stare at Chihiro Sensei leaving the classroom. Select a difficulty mode. Well, let's go to normal.
I mean, how hard can it be, right?
Recommended for players who want a normal challenge. Rare bonus effects for enhanced skills are easier to get than an easy mode.
Okay.
Confirm your selection.
Yes.
Fight with the heroines. 9 days left. Social phase. Make use of your spare time during daytime to meet up with the girls and gather information from them. Sometimes you'll be able to recover health points and obtain more magic power. Spend fun time with the girls to get closer to them and find the darkness hidden deep in their hearts. Okay, the game's assignments are displayed here. Failure to complete an assignment will result in an instant game over. Oof! The amount of protagonist's magic power is displayed here. The higher it is, the more advantageous his position is. The main goal of the game is to raise it as much as possible. The protagonist's health bar is displayed here. More health points he has, the more damage he can sustain. Battle planning. The play strategy against each hero is adjusted here. Rest preferences are adjusted here. And a day's cycle is displayed here. Meeting with the girls. After you select a girl, protagonist will proceed to engage in conversation with her. Okay, conversation will push the story forward. As a result, you'll be able to use a new taunt during corruption mode. Conversation unlocks a new scene. Increase affection, increase slight increase of magic power. Help the protagonist recover health points. Bonus muscle training icon. Bonus potion brewing and a skill upgrading icon. Wow, so this is a game now, guys. It's gone from visual novel to game. This concludes the tutorial. To read the instructions for social mode again, right-click on the help button in the top right corner. Okay, so... Alright, unlock... So all the girls I have the ability to unlock new scenes with. Battle planning tutorial. In battle planning, you can analyze your enemy's skills to create a play strategy to counter them. You can edit your decks for each enemy, so feel free to adjust them accordingly. Okay, so we have deck building, like magic. Let's click on skill bar. I haven't played a deck building game since Magic the Gathering, guys, so I don't know about this one. Divine Protection / Sonic Wave, Magical Potions. Wow. Holy moly. This is pretty complex. I'm sure I can figure it out, though. Okay. Deck cost 7 of 8. Magical Girl 6. Oh, wow, look at the different girls. Holy Punisher, Codename Silence, Magical Girl Citron, and of course Labyrinth. And slot with 30 expansion points. You need 30. I've got 25 points. So I don't have enough yet. Rest planning. And rest preferences, you configure the protagonist's rest activities. You can choose between increasing its health points, muscle training, or developing items that can be used in battle, like potion brewing activity and obtaining new enhanced skills, skill upgrading activity.
Here you adjust the ratio of these activities.
Okay. With training health points, potion making, enhanced skills, 20 rest activities.
Okay. Oh wow, I don't know if we can even do that. So there's a potion brewing skill. Let me see what this is. All right. So, what girl do we talk to?
Kazunori, who's our next target?
I think I'll go with Natsuki-san. She's probably in the cooking club.
Natsuki? Oh, the girl linked with Akula. Akula.
Whatever. They're pretty similar, actually.
Really? What kind of person is Akula?
Or is Akila? Whatever.
I guess I describe her as a holy woman. She's a maiden utterly devoted to the goddess that dutifully vanquishes the wicked.
That tracks. Natsuki-san's a refined young lady, after all. Sounds pretty similar. But while there are similarities between them, I still think there's something off about the way Natsuki-san swung her huge sword at Clive the other day. She gave me the impression of someone who wouldn't harm a fly, let alone vanquish the wicked. I'm pondering this on my way to the cooking club when, speak of the devil, Natsuki-san appears from the opposite direction.
Oh, Kazunori-san, are you going to your club today?
Yeah, I am. I just thought about checking up on you and Ayaka first.
In that case...
Here, Ayaka-san wanted me to give this to you. She hands me a small paper bag. I open it and find Madeline cakes inside. I'm on my way home now, so I thought I would stop by to give you these.
Oh, okay, thank you.
She also said she'll be busy cleaning up the kitchen, so she wants you to stop by later.
Okay, I'll take them over to the club then. It'd be a waste to not eat them fresh.
I'm sure that will make Ayaka-san happy as well. I'm on it. By the way, have you tried them?
Of course, I was the first one, in fact. Their buttery flavor is simply scrumptious. Nice, I can't wait to eat them.
Well then, if you'll excuse me now. Natsuki-san gives me a small bow, then elegantly walks away. She looks great from behind, too.
Okay.
So what's that Leon chick like?
You've seen her before. She's a former student council president who's honest to a fault. Really reliable, too.
Really? I can't wait to push that cheeky girl down and make her mine.
I don't think she's anything like that magical girl, though. She's always helping out others, sure, but she's not a fountain of happiness.
I'd say they're pretty similar when it comes to their abrasiveness. Fucking Citron is always trying to force people to smile.
I guess. Seems like a weak connection, though. We decide to head over to the student council, so we can learn more about her.
Sorry for barging in. Is Kirishima-senpai here?
As soon as I enter inside the council room, all the staff members cast their gazes at me. But for some reason, they all look tired as though they pulled an all-nighter.
Oh, I should have this voice down pat. Oh, Kiyama. Kirishima-senpai should be here any minute.
I see. So what's with the long faces?
Well, we're kind of at a loss right now.
I knew you guys would be like this.
I turn towards the familiar voice to find Kirishima-senpai at her wit's end.
Kiyama's here too, huh? You want to know what's going on, don't you?
Well, yeah. It's not like we're trying to hide it, but we're not shouting it from the rooftops either. Why don't you take a seat? Karishima Senpai closes the door behind us. I take a seat and she sits next to me. Did you hear about the accident last night? What? No, I haven't heard a thing. Yesterday, two students were hit by a car while they were on the sidewalk. Oh my god, are they okay? They will be. They have some broken bones, so they'll be in the hospital for a few months. I think I get the whole picture now. I survey my surroundings to confirm my suspicions. Those students, they were the president and vice president, weren't they? All the staff members nod in response to my question. So that's why they're so upset and exhausted. They want me to sub in for them. Honestly though, can't you guys get a grip? You're members of the council too. We know that. It's just so sad. We're still figuring out all our duties, and now our two leaders are just gone. Are you anxious about it? Yes. To be honest, I'm beyond myself with worry. Even though we know they might come back some, they might be back come summer, we don't know if we can really step up to the plate. Try not to let it show in front of them at the very least. They might not be able to focus on their recovery. Ugh, we know that. Take it from me, the former president. You can afford to make a couple of mistakes. The school's not going to burn down that easily. She's right, you know. Nobody expects first years to do a perfect job. Don't stress out so much. You really think so, Kirishima-senpai? Last year's student council wasn't perfect by any stretch of the word, but we were able to get it together by cooperating. You're missing two of your core members. Of course your workload is going to increase. You guys gotta chin up. If you stay like this, you won't even be able to manage your normal duties. Can you really not sub in, Senpai? Nope, not possible. Besides, the president is elected by all the students. They won't be happy if I suddenly take over again. If you think you need my help, I'm always available to lend a hand, so long as it's within my capabilities. Really? That's great. I'm glad we came to you, Kirishima-senpai. You heard what I said, right, Kiyama? Don't tell me you had the intention of involving me from the very beginning. I knew I could believe in you, Kiyama. You're so understanding. Say, Kiyama, how do you feel about joining the student council? We can get the president's recommendation if you'd like. No thanks, I'm already in a club and I don't think I'm suited for managerial duties anyway. I bet you do a good job, to be honest. I'll respect your decision though. I'll come visit sometimes and I'll even help out when I can. You really are a nice guy, aren't you? Or maybe I should say you're a good kid.
I just can't say no to you, Senpai. I see. Kiyama would do anything Kirishima-senpai asks of him. In that case, can you convince him to join the student council? Hey now, I might be able to take advantage of him, but that doesn't mean I want to be part of your negotiations. Kiyama already said no anyway. Before I notice it, the gloomy ambience in the student council room is replaced by a light-hearted atmosphere. Kirishima-senpai might be strict at times, but you can always count on her to find a solution to a problem. Well, why don't you guys start by sorting out your most important tasks? You won't know which tasks require my help otherwise. Alright! Okay, well, it's time I head back to my club. Yeah, you do that. Sorry for involving you in this mess. It's no biggie. I can go whenever I want. Looks like Kirishima-senpai's gonna hang around the student council for the time being. Now's not a good time for a one-on-one with her. I'll come find her again some other time. Detected three enemies within. Okay. Hunting modes tutorial. At night, the protagonist will spread his zone field in order to find the heroines wandering the city. The found heroines will appear on the city map with the percentage of the protagonist's zone control. You can skip this phase in case you're running low on health points, or you can't find the hero you're looking for. After selecting a hero you wish to fight, you'll be taken to the battle preparation screen. If the zone control is percentage is low, you'll start in a disadvantageous. If the protagonist's zone control percentage is high, you'll start the battle in an advantageous. Okay. You can skip this phase altogether and send the protagonist home early. The progress of each rest of activity depends on the protagonist's health bar status. A higher amount of health points left will translate into better progress. Final preparations are done on the battle preparation screen. Okay, the magical potion you want to use, and it will disappear. And then go fight to start the battle. Let me look at that again. Low, high. Okay. So it's 50. It's all 50%. Let's try it. Ernesta, you came. Clive, your fate ends here. I swear on my pride as Princess Knight Ernesta that I will vanquish you. She's using Slash. That's in the arena. Okay. Acid Rain's gonna pump up. Use a strength spell. Okay, I like this. I like to really learn the cards, because this is kind of fun. Alright, corruption phase. Retreat and cancel bind options are unlocked. You can perform strategic retreat during battle. Use this option when you're running low on health points. You can only do this during corruption mode. Nice panties. You're trying to hit on me or something? What, is that all you've got? The likes of you would never beat me.
Your pants are not so cute.
What? Just where do you think you're staring at? What are you babbling about? Just so you know, underwear are more important than you think. Do you think this is a good moment to spew that gibberish? I'm just giving you my honest opinion. Impressions, rather. It seems my words aren't getting through to you, though. Honest or not, that's not the kind of topic you bring up when you talk to a girl. You should just accept my compliments and be done with it. Still, your panties really tickle my fancy. Yeah, just how low will you fall to make fools of other people? Nice curves, almost like you were born to be fucked by me. Oh, she's losing zone control! To think you'd fantasize about me in that kind of delusion. Frankly, it's disgusting. Looks like I got dumped again, huh? Do you think you have any chance? Even if you want to compliment my figure, there are better ways to express it. I think this is the best I can come up with. I have no reason to mince my words. Looks like we'll never get to understand each other. From the bottom of my heart, I'm glad you're my enemy. Mwahahaha! Don't you think it's too late to say that? I'll make sure to change you to suit my own likings. No! Okay. You can beat me with that puny attack like you would never beat me. Oh, shit! I should have made enough damage without... Okay, I think we did this one already. Now, a lot of these are gonna be just... I've really destroyed her fucking zone control. Okay, hold on, mate. Generate your power. Shit, I'm gonna die. Yeah, she's got me fucked. I'm fucked. How do I do a potion? I'm dead. Defeat, yo. Looks like I'm at a disadvantage today. I'll have to retreat for now. Stop right there. I turn heel and run, escaping from our Nesta zone field. I won't lose next time. Late night. Rest mode tutorial. At day's end, the protagonist performs rest activities in order to get stronger for battle with the heroes. You can gather bonus rest activity icons during social phase to make him even stronger. Okay. He recovers 50% of his health points at the day's end. In case of defeat, he'll recover 80. But the progress on rest activities will be lowered. Ow! So you gotta win those battles. You'll be rewarded every time a rest activity is completely filled. Now, one thing I'm already having a fucking problem with... this is something where, I hate to do this, but it's become such a game that... In order for me to continue this, you'll literally have to watch me select cards. I'll have to pick cards, because I gotta pick different powers and different spells. I actually got more interested in this just now, because, it's... a game, and there's different things that you do in it. There's the visual novel parts, but this is something I almost kind of want to play myself, not do live anymore, because it's... as you see, it's a game now. It's changed. It was a visual novel for quite a while, about 4 or 5 parts, but now it's full-on game. And we're fighting and battling and using cards and resting and social stuff and all that. So it's changed a lot. I don't mind that, but I don't know if you guys want to see that. It's like when we play Evenickel. So I don't know. I'm going to leave this video up. I'm going to let you guys see. I'm going to gauge by views and comments and see if you guys really want me to continue with it. Because I can, but you guys are going to see me mess around with cards and shit. So some of y'all might not want to see that. That might be boring to y'all. But some of y'all might like it. I don't know. I don't know. Some of you guys might be interested in the game part. So if you are, we'll continue. I don't see a reason why not. I mean, somebody requested this. Morning. Okay. I gotta look at this again. Okay, push the story forward and you'll get a new taunt during corruption mode. So those will push the story forward for a taunt, but this will lead into something new. Or, I go to my club as usual and find Ayase reading a book by the window. She hasn't so much glanced up from her book, so I don't think she realizes I'm here. This is that Nao chick, right? What's she like? She's a quiet and well-mannered bookworm. As you can see, her ability to concentrate is unparalleled. Looks like she might get pissed if you try to disturb her. You should try it. I don't know, I get the feeling she might get absorbed in her reading her book again. Hey, don't tell me to pester her just for the hell of it. You're free to act however outlandish you want, just don't try to shift the blame onto me. What do you even mean by outlandish? Never mind that, tell me, do you know of any of her weaknesses? Nothing really comes to mind. I guess there's one thing, she struggles talking to others. That's so. She thinks through every word she says. I think she's got some sort of inferiority complex. According to her, she's constantly thinking about things during conversation. That's why she pauses so much when she speaks. Well, if she's aware of her own habit, and the people surrounding her are aware of it too, then there's not much I can exploit as a weakness. To be honest, I feel the worst about corrupting Ayase. She's very cute and innocent. She's like a mascot for our club. Isn't Leon shorter than her? Wouldn't that make her a mascot too? Yeah, she is. Karishima Senpai is like a mascot of the entire school. Oh, hello, Senpai. Oh, you noticed me? Hi there. Kokoron still hasn't showed up. She should be here soon. She'll probably try to surprise me from behind. Remember, she's chunny as hell. That's cold-hearted of you, Senpai. As a fellow colleague lured by the darkness, you should call for me in a more extravagant way. See? Called it. So it seems. You two are so cold, like the 8 cold hells. The 8 what? The 8 cold hells. It's a place where it's so cold that it burns. Really? You seem to know a lot about the subject. I read a manga about it. It's been making rounds. I'll bring it next time. Wow, the manga industry sure is amazing. I've read my fair share of manga, but I never thought there'd be one about hell. Afterward, Ayase and Kokoro carry on about the 8 cold hells, which fittingly is a hell of a topic for me since I have no idea what they're talking about. Okay, it is now afternoon. What are you gonna do with these girls? It's a star. Girls' affection for the protagonist? Really? That's if you like that girl. But these will push the story forward. No, because the next one will be battle. Ayaka's normally at the cooking club around this time, or so I thought, but I found the door locked upon my arrival. Didn't she have club today? Oh, perfect timing, I was just looking for you.
I just stopped by the library to return some books and grab some new ones. What's up? Aika pulls the key out of her pocket and moves to unlock the door. Nothing in particular, really. I just figured I'd check up on you. Well, how about you come on in for a bit? Urged by Aika, I entered the cooking club room. We're all out of black tea, but we do have some green tea. Green's fine. Gotcha. I'll make sure to restock for next time. Aika puts a kettle on the stove, turns the element, and brings a small teapot from the anteroom. I was aware that she kept tableware in the anteroom, but who'd have thought that she had a small teapot in there? You've really got it together. Is that stuff also covered by your budget? Is there a back or a battle planning? Battle plan? Can I really do battle planning now? So I can power up my deck. And slot. Oh. Increase the deck limit with 8 expansion points by 12. Oh wow. This is really weird. Like, it's complex. Okay, F the club's equipment. Okay, alright. I personally bought the small teapot and teacups. The bigger teapot is club property, though. So the club funds are strictly for things that you regularly use? Yep. But pretty much all of it goes to ingredient costs. Guess you don't have to worry about stuff as much since you have so few members. Au contraire, Kazu-kun. Our club works even harder than others of the same type because of how few of us there are. Huh? Really? Maybe I should donate some funds to you guys. You don't have to do something like that. Oh, and by the way, Sensei's coming today. Sensei? Hello, Asahina-san. My, and Kiyama-kun is here today as well. Huh, Chiro-sensei? Oh, right, you're the cooking club's advisor, aren't you? That's right. Did you forget? I did. It's just that I almost never see you here. Sorry. I wish I could come more often, but I'm very busy. Oh, and Asahina-san, the financiers you baked were a big hit among the teachers. Really? That's great! I'll be counting on you to make more delicious pastries. Chiro-sensei brings a brown envelope forward and hands it to Aika. Please check to make sure it's the right amount. Okay, 1262 yen. Give or take. I appreciate it, Sensei. Sensei? What is it? I'm curious about that money. My guess is that Aika discovered a big secret of yours and is now blackmailing you. That's it, isn't it? Of course not. If it really were blackmail money, I would have been way more secretive about it. I think you're missing the point, Sensei. Then you forgot your purse while you tried to do some shopping on your way back home, and Ayaka happened to pass by and... Kiyama-kun, that's supposed to be a secret, okay? Besides, you think I'm some klutzy woman who forget her purse time after time again? Chiro-sensei covers my mouth, draws her face close to mine, and whispers in my ear. Crap, her tits are pushing right up against me. So big, so soft. Damn, sensei, big tits for your height, pretty. And you got intimate with your students. You're bad news for my dick. You're not supposed to tell anyone, you understand, right? If you do, nod up and down. I nod desperately while Chiro-sensei keeps my mouth covered. I was actually kind of wrong about the front of her, by the way, too. She's rather endowed. If you don't let go of me, Ayaka's gonna be pissed. Yeah, looking at it again, she's got like a perfect hourglass figure. Damn. I'm glad we have an understanding. Sensei, does Kazuku know one of your secrets? What? Why do you know about that? Kiyama-kun, don't tell me you... I didn't say anything. I don't know anything I could use to blackmail you. Sensei, please, she's gonna misunderstand. Suspicious. Who'd have thought student and teacher would share a shady secret? Not you too, Ayaka. Don't add an adjective like shady all of a sudden. It's really not shady or even suspect. All I did was ask Kiyama-kun to lend me some lunch money the other day. Oh, that's well, I'd certainly keep that a secret if it were me. Asahina-san? Don't worry, I'm not gonna tell anyone about this. Ah, thank you very much. We don't even have to try to spread the secret around, but the way she is, Chiro-sensei let it slip herself in no time. Anyway, sensei's just paying me back for the ingredients I used to bake pastries for. That's all it is. Yeah, that makes sense. The amount of money was super specific. Asahina's pastries are very popular among the teachers. She often bakes pastries for the teachers. So it's the least we can do to pay her back for the ingredients. That explains it. I guess it must be pretty hard for you to cook for all the teachers. It's really not that bad. If anything, it helps me solve the club's most important issue, money. If you think about it, it's like Ayaka and Chiro-sensei are doing each other a favor. Hang on, is this why the cooking club is allowed to be a club even though they only have 3 members? I feel like I just uncovered the cooking club's deepest, darkest secret. I bet you think I'm only keeping the cooking club alive out of a conflict of interest, don't you, Kiyama-kun? What gave it away? I'm your homeroom teacher, I can see right through you. Don't worry, Asahina-san is following the formal procedure, so the club won't be closing anytime soon. But it's not like I don't have a personal vested interest in it. So that's why Ayaka delivers cookies to the student council. Don't think I can't see you making assumptions over there. To clear up any suspicion, I'll vow to stop delivering cookies to the literature club. No suspicion here, the cooking club is a perfectly valid club. Figuring you'd say that. I knew you'd get it, Kazu-kun.
Am I really doing the right thing here? But even if rumors fly around about me giving it to Ayaka for her cookies, I'm still gonna eat them. Alright, well, I have to return to the staff room now. Okay, thanks for visiting us today, Chihiro-sensei. See you later, sensei. As soon as Chihiro-sensei leaves the kitchen, the water in the kettle finally comes to a boil. Too bad. If only she waited a bit longer, she could have enjoyed Ayaka's green tea. Nighttime. Alright guys, I think we're gonna go ahead and end it here. It's interesting, but now of course we're in the game part of it. And I see how the novel is broken down, where you just basically go through the scenes like that. So, yeah. If you guys like this and want me to continue this, let me know, and we will. But if not, well, we'll do something else, and you can pick the game up at JAST. So head over to JAST USA and pick it up. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grim's Hentai Corner with Yamazomi Revengers.